KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light rain, some thunderstorms still in the area. We are at 65 degrees, and so far we picked up just over 7/10 of an inch of rainfall here outside the KJAN studios. And we look forward to be variably cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 for Cass, southern Guthrie, southeastern Audubon, and Adair County. The storms are moving to the northeast at around 50 miles per hour and are capable of producing 60-mile-an-hour winds and quarter-sized hail. Radar shows the heaviest storms are currently southeast of Oneida, and those are over the rural areas of Cass County. And there's a little bit of a cell producing some hail in that area as well. And some lighter rain here in Atlantic, but as we head further off to the west-southwest, storms are re-entering Iowa, or have re-entered Iowa from southeast Nebraska, and there's more storm activity over between Carson, Macedonia, and Traynor, and then over to the I-29 corridor, heading to the south of the Omaha area, around the Bellevue, Nebraska area, and Plattsmouth. In the news, Atlantic Police, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon, and Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Josh McLaren all responded to an incident at the Atlantic Walmart store Tuesday evening. The Atlantic Police Lieutenant Paul Wood told KJAN News a written bomb threat forced the evacuation of the store. The threat was received around 8:10 p.m. on Tuesday. A thorough search of the store netted no suspicious devices, and by 8:45 p.m. the store was cleared and all units except Atlantic Police had been released from the scene. The incident remains under investigation. Authorities will review video footage of the area inside the store where the threat was believed to be, along with other evidence. Police in Red Oak report two people were arrested on separate charges. Tuesday at around 10:40 p.m., 19-year-old Dawson Allen Squires of Red Oak was arrested in the 700 block of North 3rd Street for public intoxication. He was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, or LEC, on a $300 cash bond. And just before 9 p.m. Tuesday, a juvenile male was arrested in the 400 block of East Hammond Street for simple assault. The juvenile was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, cited into juvenile court, and then released to his parents. A new law in Iowa updates the crimes of dependent adult abuse to include verbal abuse, as well as demeaning online comments, photos, or video. Representative Philip Bergen of Dorchester helped to guide the update through the legislature.
And it reads in part, a willful act or statement by a caretaker intended to shame, degrade, humiliate, or otherwise harm the personal dignity of a dependent adult.
Representative Mary Masher of Iowa City says the update was needed because of recently uncovered verbal abuse of mentally disabled residents at the Glenwood Resource Center.
It was a very unfortunate situation because the person who committed the fault was actually fired, but then went down the road and was hired by another nursing facility because there was nothing in the law to prevent that. And so this really and truly cleans up a gap in our law.
In addition, Dave Werning, a spokesman for the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals, said there have been a couple of instances where a caretaker posted an offensive video of an Iowa nursing home resident on Snapchat.
When the initial dependent adult abuse laws were written, nobody anticipated the use, the growth, the expanse of all types of social media.
The new standards took effect when former Governor Branstad signed the law on March 30th. Werner's agency has written new rules for nursing homes and other facilities where this type of activity is now barred. Those rules will be reviewed by a legislative committee in July. And a new lawsuit says Iowa's privately run Medicaid program is violating federal laws in a U.S. Supreme Court decision declaring that disabled Americans have a right to live as independently as possible. The federal lawsuit was filed Tuesday by six Iowans and named Governor Kim Reynolds and the State Human Services Department director. It says the companies running Iowa's Medicaid program have engaged in a pattern and practice of cutting payments to care providers without regard as to whether those cuts will ultimately reduce services that people with disabilities rely on. Reynolds' spokeswoman, Brenna Smith, said Tuesday that the governor's office had not yet reviewed the lawsuit, and a Human Services Department spokeswoman declined to comment on the legal matter. In the funeral announcements, William Bill True, age 85, of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Bill True will be today at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Irene Greer, age 91, of Harlan, died Saturday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Irene Greer will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. George P.C. Nelson, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn. Funeral services for George Nelson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Leonard Pesci, age 83, of Harlan, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Leonard Pesci will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Bertha Fudge, age 88, of Atlantic, died June the 9th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside memorial services for Bertha Fudge will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marney. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Gertrude Krall, age 95, of Audubon, died January 28th. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Gertrude Krall will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Clarence Fundheller, age 96, of Audubon, died November 5th. Celebration of Life memorial services for Clarence Fundheller will be held at noon on Saturday at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Joy Downing, age 85, of Adair, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Joy Downing will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. Don't forget, there is still a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:30 this morning for Cass, Audubon, and Guthrie counties and the listening area. Also, there will be no youth tennis this morning at the Washington Elementary Courts. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.